This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Everyone, today is our Christmas Day half hour special, so may I wish everyone a very happy Christmas. For today is the day on which we celebrate Jesus Christ being born. And a very warm welcome to those of you who are in hospital at this time of the year. Special prayers are coming your way as you listen in. May you experience the warm blanket of God's love and reassurance through these Christmas carols and hymns today. Our programmes each week are especially for you. But a warm welcome also to those of you who may be listening in across the world. And if you're from this neck of the woods and an expat, a very happy Geordie Christmas to you. Now I realise there may be some people listening in today who are feeling utterly exhausted this morning because of Christmas preparations. And they may be expecting a very hectic day today. And there may be those who through their jobs actually make Christmas very special for others, with very little time for themselves and their own families, particularly medical staff and emergency services. If that's true for you, then here's a song for those of you who need a little calm in your lives today. It's a song which tells of someone desperately trying to find a holy peace in the busyness of Christmas. Could this be what you're searching for right now as you begin your day? Here's I Need a Silent Night by Amy Grant.
This same mistake before. Too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush. It breaks me till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. Shopping and buying and standing forever in line. What can I I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. Faster every year. Did my own mother keep this pace? Or was the world a different place? Where people stay home wishing for snow, watching three channels on their TV. Look at us now, rushing around trying to buy Christmas peace. I need a silent night. Peace right here to end this
their flock by night. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace."
I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise.
I need a midnight. I heard a brilliant sermon just recently by Canon John Sinclair, in which he was trying to perceive what Christmas was all about through the eyes of an alien visitor to Earth. As he told the nativity story, he introduced a generous helping of reindeer, Christmas puddings, Santa, penguins, snowman and elves. Even Easter bunnies got a mention. But what he was trying to illustrate was how confused some people are today as to the correct story of the birth of Jesus Christ and the reason for the season. I read a poster once which said, without the word Christ in the word Christmas, we're just left with a mess. Jesus is the real reason for the season. So relax and listen to the story of our Saviour's birth, as it should be told. First we turn to the Gospel of Luke, which says, "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Virgin most pure, as the prophets do tell, have brought forth a baby as it hath befell, to be a redeemer from death, hell and sin, which Adam's transgression hath wrapped us in. I and therefore be merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus our Savior was born on this tide. At Bethlehem in Judea, a city there was, where Joseph and Mary together did pass, and there to be taxed with many one more, for Caesar commanded the same should be so. I and therefore be merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus our Savior was born on this time. Then were they constrained in a stable to lie, where horses and asses they used for to tie. Their lodging so simple, they took it no scorn, but against the next morning our Savior was born. I and therefore be merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus our Savior was born on this tide. Then God sent an angel from heaven so high, to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lie, and bade them no longer in sorrow to stay, because that our Savior was born on this day. And therefore be merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus our Savior was born on this time.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Little Jesus, sweetly sleep. Do not stir. We will lend a coat of fur. We will rock you, rock you, rock you. We will rock you, rock you, rock you. See the fire to keep you warm, snugly round your tiny form. Mary's little baby sleep, sweetly sleep, sleep in comfort, slumber deep. We will rock you, rock you, rock you. We will rock you, rock you, rock you. We will serve you all we can. Darling, darling, little man.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause a great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Camina letizie, devotere domus.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
Deus homo factus est, natura mirante, mundus renovatus est, a Christa regnante.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
Et sit celis porta clas pretensito, cum in lux est orta salus in venitu.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine.
Ciao, Nicolò.
when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Said the night wind to the little lamb,
"Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy,
"Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy.
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea."
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king,
"Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace, one mighty king.
Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
A child, a shepherd's in the cup. Let us brave silver and gold. Let us brave silver and gold."
Said the king to the people everywhere,
"Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Selwyn Hughes, author of the Every Day with Jesus series, describes how very special this child Jesus was. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth, but he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He goes on to say, in one respect he resembles us, but in another he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he had always been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. He finishes by adding, there was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity. There you have it in a nutshell, really. I do hope that hearing the Christmas story today has blessed you all, and that you've enjoyed this mix of traditional and contemporary music. Today we've been listening to songs from St. Philip's Choir, Amy Grant, Andrea Bocelli, Mae McKenna from Celtic Christianity, the Ross Orpheus Welsh Choir, and Hayley Westenra. Finally, I must say that I really hadn't expected that there would have been an easing of restrictions this Christmas, particularly when hospitals are still struggling to cope. Speaking as a mother, grandmother, and as a Christian, I just want us all to be safe and happy, looking out for one another this Christmas without taking unnecessary risks, so we can all look forward to a brighter future in 2021 without further lockdowns. So I would just beg you all to be safety conscious and ultra careful over this Christmas season. But what we can all do is continue to show our full support and appreciation for the NHS and all other essential workers at this time. They're the ones who most need rest and recuperation, but they'll be on duty nevertheless without a break working on our behalf over Christmas. Let's also remember those who've given their lives in service of others and all who've lost loved ones this past year. And we particularly remember all those who've suffered in any way as a result of the pandemic. May God bless you all, keep you and protect you, and all those you love, and may His joy fill your homes this day. Our final hymn today is the most moving and the most beautiful Christmas carol of all, Silent Night. It sums up the true message of Christmas, that Christ, our Saviour, is born. Alleluia. And so it's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and Andrew Ridgewick, my technician. Have a joyful and blessed Christmas day, everyone. Bye for now.